Banter podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
Welcome back to the second half, guys. Make some noise. Yeah! Pure excitement. Pure excitement. This is our what we call our general banter podcast, where we essentially just talk shit on stage. Sounds like shit, but it's somehow it works. It's all right. Talk about dicks, Tinder, Grindr. You love it. So what we'll do is we'll just bring them back on stage. The boys, give it up for Shane Todd and Mickey Bartlett. Yeah! Quickly! Look at this. Professional. Professional as shit. Westlife are back.
I bring your drink, Mr. Colin.
Thank you.
From the bar.
I can't get... Look at this, professional.
That was definitely Galway.
I'm from fucking Madrid, boys. What's happening?
Welcome. How's it going there, Senor Michael Duff?
I cannot get over those rings. I can't...
That's fucking badass, what's up?
Did this start in Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I joined the Expendables.
How did you come into possession of that ring?
I was standing in a queue in H&M, saw that ring and went, I'm going to fucking buy that. That'll go sweet with the other one.
Seven rings.
What? Is that one of the seven rings? Your ma's one of the seven rings.
If you count her asshole, nine. It's big. It's like a figure of eight.
She showed me her asshole. I had to speak German. I went, nine.
Nine assholes.
Nine assholes.
See what you did, mate?
That guy's still buzzing off the funniest thing he's ever said. He's loving it.
That'll work tomorrow on Twitter. I still can't get over the... Honestly, it looks like you're trying to get into, like, close-up magic.
Do you know what the thing is? When I bought it, I thought, that looks fucking cool.
I feel like are we sitting too close together? Is that where there's, like, a ring in the mic?
I think it's just the sheer mass of me and you.
Excuse me?
Sorry, Shane's a Protestant. I wasn't supposed to say mass.
Shane marched here. From Hollywood. She left at 3 o'clock. Plays the drums. Plays the drums, just makes a noise with his mouth. Must be a gift being in a band if you're a drummer. Like a flute band.
No, you have to carry the big drum.
I bet it's one beat forever.
That's a good point.
That's it.
The wheel out with the triangle, the back. That's the best one, because nobody even hears that. You're just fucking miming triangle.
Spot the guy that's never been to the 12th ever.
I think you'll find I have been to the 12th, but I was holding a stone. Let's go, let them walk down, fucking let them!
A real stone, or was it in a magic ring?
Listen, don't make fun of the ring, right? I know how bad it looks. I did think it looks class, right? And it wasn't until I got home and went, I look like I'm going to fucking do one of them videos on YouTube. Like, I'll fight you. I'll fucking... I'm no good and I'll beat you. But I like it.
It's good.
I was waiting for some mystical story. Like, I was digging for something and I found it.
Yeah,
and I sandblasted it. He bought it in H&M.
H&M. Fucking skull rings. Badass as fuck.
Were you buying emergency pants?
I was, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shark proof.
Shark proof.
Shart, not
short. Oh, shart.
In fact, shark proof pants would be required if there was a shark.
Yeah.
Do it up.
Sharks love the smell of shit, don't they?
Oh, Madford.
Is that shit?
Aye.
Gonna eat this cunt. Shark proof. Jaws would have been way different. If it was just a guy trying not to shit.
Some dude dropping a dookie in the sea. Fuck it, sure. Nobody knows, boys. I'm not getting out. I'll have to reapply my sun cream. Fucking. Get out of the water. Fuck up.
We're going to need a bigger boat, lads, because that's.
You're in the water. Shots in the water. Piece of shit in the water. Well, in the dude. I watched Jaws a few weeks ago.
I haven't seen it.
Good movie.
So you're both back from Edinburgh.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. First of all, I enjoyed the Bee Gees bit.
Thank you,
Bee Gees.
That's funny. I was walking out of Victoria Square.
It's pity they didn't, but... No, it was good one, I guess.
Not big Mexican food fans here.
No.
I was coming out of Victoria Square, and I was walking up the street, and there was a couple, and the girl was, you know, like a typical tourist, wearing like a yellow windbreaker type coat, yeah. And she's like, excuse me, where is... I don't know what that accent is, right? Poured it down. It was like, excuse me, where is Bojum? And I was like, mate, it's in fucking, it's like Botanic, you're miles away. I forgot there was one quite close. And I was like, ah, I'm lying to you. There's what, you just walk down this road, turn left, walk about 100 meters, it's on the right. And she goes, oh, thank you very much. And the guy went, cheers, mate. And they walked on. I was like, get this cunt to Google map it. He was too embarrassed. I'm not asking him. You ask him. You sound like, you know, you don't know where Bojum is. I sort of know where it is, but I'm not walking. Whole way to Botanic, fuck that. Bejums. Did you get any Bejums?
Nah, just Bejums, mate. The guy whose house I was living in Edinburgh owns Bejum.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet fun fact.
The plot thickens. Did you get a loyalty card?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I spent the whole month washing dishes.
Well, they don't even have dishes in Bejum, so...
Hipster cunts.
Do you want to eat off this square of lambskin?
Yeah.
No, they just... They wrap it up in your plate. That's the joy of Mexican food. It's it's an edible plate.
Sweet.
Glad we waited till just now to have that conversation. Wait till there's a room full of people looking at us and I'll bring up the edible plate shit. Good stuff.
Technically, it's in a foil wrapper and I've got a filling. You can't eat that.
Yeah, it's stingy.
Yeah,
the lights just changed. Yeah, that means we're getting sued by Bojum. Move along. So these are both in Edinburgh. I stayed with you briefly, didn't I?
Aye.
Going to Mickey's room. He's got the Fringe survival kit there.
Yep.
Just
it was like tissues.
It was just.
Joe was right. Two awkward things. First of all, I was doing a bit. I did a bit about like sniffing pants and stuff. Right. That's my girlfriend's best mate, the front row. Right. Really? I've never met her before. I'm like, hello. Don't tell her. Right. But over in the flat I was staying in Edinburgh, it was a teacher owned the place, right? So she had a lock on her internet, so you couldn't like stream movies or anything until like 9 o'clock, or you couldn't, you know, for example, use the internet. Do you know what I'm saying? And you've never seen it like when it's fucking pissing rain, just three grown men just fucking staring at their watches, like fucking 5 to 9, 5 to 9, 5 to 9, 9 o'clock at night, lads, doof, doof, doof. Like just 3 minutes past nine, we're all smoking.
Not shaking hands, just fist bumping. Don't. I thought I caught you wanking.
Nobody catches me wanking. I'm like a ninja. Even when I've been caught wanking, you think I'm doing something else. What are you doing, Mickey? I'm just picking a pot noodle off my top.
But I seriously thought, because you were back in the flat and I'm like, let me come back. And I knocked the door and I was like, he's taking a minute. Look through the wee gap in the window. He's got a... He's got a pillow over his lap and he's going down the thing, right? And I was like, oh, he's definitely having a wank. I was all right with it. Whatever.
What it was doing was actually weirder than wanking.
Yeah. Like, you could have told me you were wanking and I went, well, that's fine. What were you doing, Mick?
Right. The Fringe is a very stressful time, guys. Okay, you're out in the rain, you're handing out flyers. Go, please come see my show. And that particular cushion was a feather cushion, right? And every so often you can feel a wee spiky bit and you can pull a feather out of the cushion. And I found it very relaxing. So I just sit there with the pillow on my lap, just picking feathers out.
He was definitely wanking. Yeah. He was definitely wanking.
I wasn't wanking, I was only 10 to 9. I was just warming up my fingers now. Fucking fingers?
That is fucking gross. I don't think you were wanking because you were at the door pretty quickly, fully soft. Had to make sure.
Sneaky. Wank me off to make sure. That's definitely empty, mate. Right, I believe you. Continue cooking. It's disgusting right from the start. Fuck it.
We were at the. I drank for like 72 hours and then. Me and you. This is what I did, right? This is the fattest thing that's ever happened, right? Go easy, mate. Go easy. We went out drinking, went to KFC. We're like, oh, let's eat shit. at the KFC, walking back to Mickey's flat, and I was like, that didn't really hit the spot for me. Bought a pizza. Got to Mickey's house, had one bit, decided it wasn't for me. By this stage, we drank all day at a KFC, had a bit of a nap, got up, went drinking again at about 5 in the morning, and then we decided, what's a great time to buy a kebab?
5 in the morning.
5 in the morning. From a guy who was like basically playing the fucking PlayStation when we asked him for it and was like angry about it.
It's the best kebab shop in Edinburgh because it only opens between
It's not, Michael. It's not.
It only opens between the hours of like 3 and 6 in the morning. Like, it's not open.
Oh, really?
I swear to fuck, it's not open any other time of the day. And then you see 6 o'clock in the morning, just loads of people queuing up. Can I get a margarita?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I spent a fortune there. After we found it, I was like, every day I'd wake up, there'd be something breathing beside me and go, please don't be a woman. Oh, thank fuck, it's a pizza. Nom, 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 nom.
What if it's a pizza?
Yeah, it was interesting, kebabs. I've never actually felt like putting, like, chapstick on my asshole. But after eating that kebab, I was like, put that in the freezer and give it to me in the morning.
I had one the second last night I was there, and the next day I went for, like, do you know when you go for a kebab shit and it's like JFK? It's like, yeah. And
there's thinking, some woman trying to climb out of the...
You're sitting there going, boys, are we any windling? Right? Like, and it was one of those ones where it was so...
But is the squeegee still good from yesterday? Shit.
Get the Mr. Muscle and the crucifix. It was woeful. But I only started shitting normal this morning. Like, it's brown again instead of red. It was brown.
I've decided if we bring something up that kind of disgusts everybody, I've got some, like, what do you call it? Not Wikipedia, it's like the other one. Sickipedia. Shittipedia, I've wrote here.
Shittipedia. Oh, yeah.
Stank out the room there with that shit talk, so let's throw a joke in. It's September, this'll do. Statistically, 9 out of 11 Americans won't get this. So how was your fringe experience?
It's good. It's good. I had to, like, to live in that flat, right? The guy was like, will you do a bit of DIY for me? I was like, well, you've come to the right man, clearly. So he was like, if you sand a worktop and varnish it for me, you can just live there. So I was like, all right.
And then there's a karate tournament at the end.
I thought you were leaving. I was about to go, that's good enough to leave you. You can leave now.
So my dad is 65. He came over for 2 days and he arrived. He's like, what shows are you going to see? I was like, you've got a bit of work to do, mate. So just made him do it. And it was a bigger job than he thought. So by the time my show came around, the big man was just out for the count on the sofa.
He had died.
He genuinely died. But it was good. The fringe was good. Said I wasn't going to drink. Met Mickey.
Someone the power of that ring there.
Said I wasn't going to drink at all at the Fringe. Met Mickey as soon as I arrived and we'd had 2 pints within about half an hour.
You just
seem to get pints from places. I always say, like, no matter where, like, not even in a bar, you'll just have pints in glasses. Like, always just an arm's length from pints. I don't know where they come from. But
I went to, like, a party at the and got, it was like a free bar at the party and still spent 35 quid. That's the level of fucking drinking. I was at, like, mate, fucking take a bit of money for it. Fucking go on. I wouldn't see you stuck.
Is there any kebabs in that bin, mate? I'm starving.
Can I have a double free pint? Like 2 pints in the one cup in the wind.
I won't need all that now. Pour that out. I'll buy another one in a minute. Keep it cold. I saw a hilarious video with your dad trying to... I thought it was... He went into, like, girls' toilets.
He wanted to go to, like, a museum, and I was like, all right, we'll go to a museum. Saw him walking in. There was, like, signs for toilets, but beside that, there was, like, a door that didn't have any sign on it, and he dandered into that. And I was like, this is going to be brilliant. So I started the video, like, his reaction when he came out, and 10 minutes later, it was like, he's obviously gone really deep into whatever's in there. And he came out, and then a woman came out, and it was, like, some sort of just staff room, but he'd gone really, really far into it. And he came out, and he's like... I just looked at the woman and said, this isn't the men's toilets. And she was like, no, it's it's just the staff room. So,
your dad's pissing in a microwave.
So he wasn't best pleased.
He's in some shape, your dad, isn't he?
He's in good shape, yeah.
He's fucking ripped.
He is, yeah.
Like, he's been pissing everywhere for years. I told this I have a regular podcast that I just do by myself. It's boring as fuck. And I was telling this story about a gig I did on Friday. It was in the Errigal, right? And Colin Murphy was headlining. If anyone hasn't heard this story, this is what happened. I was standing at the back, and a scene beside me was like girls' toilets. And I was like, right, I need a piss. So I started texting and walking, and I assumed the next something that looked like a toilet door with a little gold badge on it. I was like, well, that was the girls' one. This one has to be the males. Walked in, got the whole way. This is the story I told on stage right after it happened. I was like, I bloody was texting away. Didn't see. Didn't see the. Fuck me, Mick. Do you want to go for a walk? Turn that camera on. You might be dying. This is the story I told on stage. I was like, man, I just fucking went into that toilet, finished my text, put the phone in my pocket, and realized it was the women's toilet. Walked out, and when I got to the door, like some lady walked in, and she was like, oh, am I in the boys? And I was like, no, I'm so silly. I walked in here, I was in the girls. And everyone was like, haha, what do you like, so silly? Now, that was a lie. What happened was texting, went right in, straight in the toilet, took a long, healthy shit. Large, it was like a wet ferret, right? Took a shit. I could hear people outside rattling about going in the other cubicles. I came out, didn't see anybody, washed my hands, dandered out to the door. She comes in. Oh, man, the boys. I was like, nah, go on ahead. I must be lost. Don't use that cubicle over there. Unbelievable.
Stand with a tampon off.
That is a tiny toilet roll. Fucking unbelievable. But like, dodged everybody. It was the shit equivalent of like going through lasers in a Mission Impossible movie. It's great stuff. Great. Should take a picture.
Mission Impossible. Thank yes! you.
Mission Impossible.
There we go. Starring Tom Lose.
Let's go get another joke quick.
It's fine. Fine. It's fine.
Let's get another. Here's a shit theme joke. A man was walking his dog through the graveyard when he saw another man crouching behind a gravestone. Morning, he said. The other man replies, no, just having a shit. Even the jokes aren't saving us now. I'll be on. Oh, fucking hell. So no other weird shit from the fringe then, no?
Not really, no. I text Mickey one morning going, do you want to go up a mountain? And very quickly he was like, nah. I don't want to do that. I was like, I shouldn't have texted Mickey. But
the thing, like, everyone goes to Arthur's Seat. Have you done Arthur's Seat? Did you go up Arthur's Seat? That was all the only seat I've been on. It was a throne of sorts, yes.
Mickey's magic seat.
Yep. Do you want to get up in the morning and walk up a hill? Fuck off. I've been eating nothing but meats. Meats and cheeses. And the odd cigarette.
You might be dying for real.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go mountaineering. Go fuck yourself. Go tell some motherfucking jokes and not get paid.
One day I did the show, my dad was 33% of the audience and then started texting and left about 10 minutes for the end. I was like, all right, mate.
Cheers, Dad.
Thanks for the support.
Yeah. I did a show where the whole way through it, everybody just sat staring at me. Like, nobody was laughing. And right at the end, I was getting my big closer and I'm thinking, I'll get them back on this spot. I'll get them back in the fucking closer. And there was a guy just picking the wall. Just like, why'd you come?
I was in your venue, though.
Aye.
It was like somewhere where, like, Anne Frank would have stayed.
Aye, it's fucking awful.
Is that where you caught the cough?
Aye. Everybody's sick as fuck. Everybody, because it's like, the venue was, it used to be used as like crypts and shit. So whenever fucking poor people died, they just fucked them into a room and left them there. And then there's like...
Is that right?
It's all, like, going the fucking tour, the caves tour. Like, the caves were used for like fucking, just all the fucking dead bodies. Just fucked them in there, like, just left them there, rotten. Huh.
Let's get another joke quick.
I had one if you hadn't fucking interrupted. Well, that's
no, go ahead. I was in it. It smelled like death, that room.
All right, well, that was just because I was down in my hole. Actually, I'm lying. Didn't have a joke at all. That just genuinely happened. Like, everybody is, I'm just sick. I fucking never go to Edinburgh. Fuck Edinburgh. Fuck it.
How many pints do you think you had the whole time?
Don't be silly, Shane. I don't. That is, no. Actually, probably not that many, because they're too fucking dear. Every time I got a fiver in a bucket, I was like, oh, beer token.
One beer for Mickey. Yeah.
Although, when you piss like that, you know you've had a few. Yeah. So, that's not going to work in the podcast either.
Is that a visual joke?
It was a very visual joke, guys. Because what I was doing is I was pissing like I was pulling a pint, you see, guys. Because nobody here laughs, so the people at home are going to go, what do you do? Well, you obviously didn't do anything funny because you people are all fucking retarded. Funny as fuck. When your piss has a head on it, right? When you go for a piss before you floss the chain, you have to let it settle. That's how many pints I had.
You do 3/4 of it and come back 5 minutes later.
Exactly. Draw a wee shamrock.
St. Paddy's Day? Why is that green?
That's pretty disgusting.
That was dort. Pure dort.
You were talking about sniffing knickers. I went to... Have you ever, like, just been completely overwhelmed by the smell of your own dick and balls and stuff?
I've been overwhelmed by the smell of yours. Yeah,
just
like
a jump on his face. Is that
Don't talk about your granny that way. No, definitely. Like, do you ever have a time where you, like, you have to peel your dick off whatever it's touching? You know, the fridge, the TV, the phone. I'm only making it up. My dick's too small to touch anything.
It's pretty gross.
That's really taking a turn for the worse. Somebody give me a pint. I'm too sober.
Oh, we've got new people. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, she's from the radio. She's fucking here stealing ideas for Radio Ulster. She's cool FM.
Oh, no, Radio Fox.
I feel under pressure to be professional now.
Should you not be somewhere going quiet? Cool goes quiet. Nobody, right? Nobody fucking... No, you don't want to... Nobody's... You're not...
Mickey, that's not cool. 20 to 12. Is that the station?
No, what it tells. It's not 11 o'clock. He says 20 to 12.
All right.
Where's the big hand go?
Another visual joke.
I don't do voices, I do faces. Done.
Don't bang the table, for God's sake.
Sorry.
You missed us talking about shit for like 25. Was it too long?
It's been a while.
We'll go back to talking about his sex life, will we?
Yeah. No, it's all right. She's with me. You're sorted.
Okay, that got awkward. Let's go to the page for another joke. Has anyone else noticed that Maddie is an anagram of I'm dead?
Like, that's still topical.
Mate, if you need to bail out of a joke, you just say something about Madeleine McCann, don't you?
Madeleine McCann and Frank are finger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, that's probably bad. Should have put them in that order.
Or Lurgan, that's a punchline too.
Lurgan's a punchline, yeah.
You ever finger on Frank and Lurgan?
That makes her muddy.
Oh my God, let's move on here. I have a news section here, which is supposed to be some news-related stuff. Would you not love if Kanye West was the president of America?
Big time.
I'd be all over it.
Big time.
All over it. Just to have like somebody, like, if he's like trying to start a fight with fucking Russia. Yo, motherfucker, I'm going to nuke your ass. And then he'd be like...
Worst Vladimir Putin impression I've ever heard.
No, but then Vladimir real. Oh, well, here's a video of First Lady sucking dick. I am Vladimir Putin, my dick on your wife. That's the only joke I wrote before I got here. I'm done.
Was I telling you at the Fringe, I don't know about you, but did you have music playing before white people were coming in?
Aye.
So I had like music playing and it was cool, like it was like rap and quite like uplifting music. But one time when it was just my dad and two guys, there was Kanye West blaring out like really at midnight just with my dad texting and these two guys being like, can we actually leave? And the music was just black. It was Kanye West cold and it was just blaring out and it was the most awkward experience of my entire life.
I had one where before I walked on, I would play, so you know, Hey Mickey, like Hey Mickey.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And just to get the crack on, I tried to do the clap bit and nobody did anything. I just had to walk up like past them all. Knock, knock. Fucking.
Do you know they used to keep dead people in here, guys?
That's what the smell is, guys, I swear. Yeah.
Stop picking that wall, it's people. You would love to be class if Kanye West was fucking captain, I nearly said there. Kanye West was captain.
The manager
America.
Of America.
He would just be so annoying to be around, he just couldn't do anything.
I hope he fucking, because he probably has enough money to do it. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think that's how it works, is it?
Yeah. No, but like, I mean, like, even to fund the campaign and all that sort of, like, Obama had to borrow money off fucking people.
Wonga.
Yeah. He owes him 50 trillion.
Could I get $5,000, guys? What for? I want to be present.
I just want to fucking, I want to pull our boys out of a wreck. I mean, No, fucking big. Because like they have to get. That's why Arnie's back working again doing them shit movies, because he was the governor and spent a fortune. Like, do the campaign money. That's how it works. You spend that much money on the campaign, you're fucked by the time you. You know, you have to borrow money off. Like, I'm getting political, guys. Fucking strap in. Yeah, I know some shit, right?
Can so you do like, an Arnie impression?
Yeah.
Give me a. Lend me a 10 spot.
Go on, give me a fiver.
That's Arnie if he's in Derry.
The first time.
Go on, give us a smoker net.
That's not Arnie. Who's that? I don't know.
Oh,
the
fuck.
Predator?
That's funny.
Yeah.
So Obama had to borrow money from.
I well, no, they get funded from like fucking oil companies and all these big businesses and shit like that, and then that's why America's in war all the time, because it's like fucking big business. Do you know what I mean? Guys, do you not read a book, man? Do you know what I mean? Or watch a YouTube video? Do you know what I mean? YouTube.
YouTube.
Hey man, watch you. This is my YouTube channel. Fuck Obama and fuck the oil companies, man. All right. 9/11 was an inside job. Inside a plane. Yeah. Yeah, ta, ta. See in 9/11, do you think when the guy was about to hit the trade center, do you think he like for the crack would have went yeah, ta, 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 ta. Yeah. Do you like in Bugs Bunny he's pretending he's in a no.
Alright. It's too soon, Mick.
It's always too soon. It's far too
I was
soon.
Pushing it way on Frank, but Jesus Christ. Getting there, fucking hell. So alright.
It's okay to make jokes about 9/11 here because we're sick. Remember, 9/11 happened, but like before the fucking second tower fell, you'd be going, "That's fucking, oh my god, that's awful, that is awful." Then beep 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 beep, you're a bad cunt. Like 3 seconds, like fucking Bob the Builder goes 9/11. Oh, we'll get halfway up, we'll fucking fly through it. Yeah,
Jenga.
What was that Patton Oswalt joke? That's fucking
Jenga.
We're playing Jenga.
No, that's not very good at all. That's not Arnie. Is
it? No, it was Kermit the Frog.
It was Kermit the Frog. No, Kermit the Frog. We're playing Jenga.
Hey, Bert.
Holy fuck, Kermit the Frog's fucking the same guy.
Hey, Bert. Hey, Miss Piggy.
I gotta go think about some things, guys. We're doing all my impressions wrong.
Fucking witnessing hell. A breakdown here, guys.
Hey, Bert.
He's going to take that ring off and set something on fire. It's going to...
Get to the chopper. It's not a tumor. It's not a tumor. It's not a tumor. Oh, Kermit. It's not a tumor, Kermit. Me, me, me.
Oh, shit.
It's very late.
I'm sleepy.
Oh, my God.
Me, 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 me. Imagine Baker was the predator, right?
You ugly motherfucker.
Me, 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 me. I'm doing that in my new show. That's a new bit. That's fucking. That's the start of next. That's my new Edinburgh show. Imagine Baker was the predator. Me, me, me. I am a fucking hilarious.
Oh my god, I'm sweating.
I'm going to do the rest of the podcast like bigger.
That's good. Oh my god. I have plenty of things lined up here that I just had you in mind for doing impressions. Get rid of that tumor. Let's party. It's not a tumor. I'm not good at it.
Some of your water.
Yep. Go for it. What are we talking about? Kanye West?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Some of the slogans are really funny. Like the Yes We Can Yeah. Have you seen that? Have you seen that? Yes We Can Yeah. That's good.
Is that it?
Yeah. Kanye West Wing. Kim Kardashian's a cunt, vote for me. Hillary Clinton. I think he'll get it. I hope he does. Class. Be the second black president. Won't be as cool. But he's blacker than Obama, so it's a bit cooler.
I'm blacker than Obama.
No, it's Barack Obama. Play on words.
Okay, okay.
Cut that out.
Do we need another joke?
Aye.
These are all terrible. Oh, here. What do you do if you come across a tiger in the jungle? Wipe it off and apologize?
Like ejaculate across a tiger?
Come across a tiger.
Orgasm yeah. Across a tiger. So a tiger's there. Rawr, nice. And you... Wah, across it. And the tiger's like, it's the fucking back of my neck, you cunt. You have to go, sorry, mate, I'll get it. I'll wipe it off. Just for anyone who didn't get it. Just in case.
I wonder if you got it in the chest. Does a tiger still lick its chest the way a house cat licks its chest? Like...
Why? What are you doing coming on the cat's chest?
Because sometimes you can't reach a t-shirt or something. And you're just... grab the cat. Jizz on its face.
Who doesn't love jizz and a bit of pussy?
Oh, fuck. I had stuff written down here.
Fuck up.
In all seriousness, there's no immigration. No. Oh my god. On a here, let's change it up here, guys. I was supposed to be talking about new stuff. This is nuts, isn't it? You're gonna start drinking shortly. You might need it. Holy fuck. Have you been speaking of like Kardashian and all that shit? Have you been watching Celebrity Big Brother?
No.
Who on it hasn't got a sex tape? Is what I'd like to know.
Not that it's related to sex tapes, but apparently they offered Frampton a load of money, but he wouldn't go. Wouldn't do it.
What a strange...
They asked me to do it.
Did they?
Like, Mick would love Monumental. Loved it, mate. Love colloquial TV shows. Would love you to come on here and sit with...
Fat Man Scoop.
Fat Man Scoop, yep. Okay. And the Ant and Dexter, Day 29. And I'm making that up. I don't even know what's
you know
on.
The funny thing is?
I don't even have a TV.
I would watch your sex tape before I would watch...
You
like,
have watched my sex tape. You filmed it. Remember, I pretended I was picking feathers out of a cushion.
It's a bit shaky.
Me.
It is ridiculous. So it's going to get to the stage where people are going to have like fucking like a release date for their sex tape. It's not even going to be leaked.
Yeah.
This summer. Yeah. Chasing on a tiger, it's Mickey. Mickey,
what in a world.
What noise would Baker's sex tape make?
depends what position he was in.
Right.
Like if he's doing it like fucking Spartan style.
Yeah. Me.
Right. But if Baker, if it's one of those things where like he's trying to keep quiet because he's trying to hold it all in. I mean.
What the fuck is happening?
I don't know. How the fuck do you... How do Muppets even... I don't know. Do Muppets have dicks?
How do you get a hand on a dick up your arse?
Give me 2 pence, I'll show you.
Do you reckon at some stage, like, just the dumb thing to do if you're like a 17-year-old girl turning 18 is just do a sex tape? Like, if you don't have a job, your parents will be like, will you get off that fucking sofa and film yourself bucking?
I didn't buy you that handy cam for Christmas for nothing.
Strap that GoPro in your daddy and get fucking out there. Jesus Christ. Right. I was trying to do serious news there. That didn't work.
Aye.
Obama meets fucking whoever. I had this. We do this thing.
So you haven't covered that, but you've just written migrant crisis. Is that just so you remember to vent about it? Like just.
No, it's too late in the night for immigration, isn't it?
All right.
Unless you just want to immigrate home, they don't blame you. We hear this. We usually have a section that we call the layman's news, where I just take the title of a load of weird news stories, but don't read it, and then we just discuss it. Are you a fan of that?
I love it.
This is great. I've got 5 of them here. Right? You'll appreciate this, right? This is just the headline. Didn't read it. Partially blind fashion model is inspirational success despite having alopecia and no teeth.
That's one of those girls who calls herself a model just on Facebook. I'm a model, actually. You're talking to a wall pet. When brush your gums and fuck up.
That's how powerful Photoshop is. Like to pick up a session? Are you a model? Well, I've no teeth. You could be a foot model, couldn't you? Like if you had sweet feet.
I suppose alopecia doesn't affect your feet, does it?
Unless you got a sweet hairstyle on your feet.
Hobbit feet or something. Just imagine, I'm going to Milan next week for the fashion show. Ends up in fucking Glasgow. Get on the wrong flight. That fucking dog's stupid as fuck.
In Glasgow, sucking a pie because there's no teeth. Don't you laugh at that?
That's not fair, making fun of the poor daughter.
This sounds like it's written about me. Man heroically saves ribs from apartment fire. That's how fat I am. Like, if I was if I was cooking something nice and someone rang and went, your whole family was killed, I'd be like, can I bring that?
Do you think the fat hipsters have, no way people like save food?
There are no fat hipsters. I'm too fat to be a hipster.
Do you think, like, you know, people have like photo albums and they always say, like, you know, if I was going to, if the house is burned down, I'd save all my photo albums. Do you think there's some wee fucking weirdos got like photo albums of Instagram dinners? They fucking get the photos. I had a Bilderberger fucking. That's not funny. What's next?
Did you do anything hipster in Edinburgh, no? Did you witness any hipster shit?
Bought a skull ring, didn't I?
Yeah, it's probably close.
As close as.
But yeah, you see, if you're a real hipster, would have just found that. Some weird story. Dude, I stole this from a shaman in fucking Ballymena. Or something.
I went that mountain, I tried to invite him up. I went up by myself, bought some prawns, some melon, and read Heat magazine up at the summit. With a load of Asian tourists, so I don't know how hipster that
that's
is. Or,
hipster,
or
that's
tragic.
Just, that's just typical Hollywood soccer mom.
It's nice, you should have come, Mick.
Yeah, I would have, but don't like prawns, do it. So.
Did you say prawns?
That's what I call them. There's something fishy about them. Any joking, guys? Wars or what was a draw?
Right. It always turns it sectarian, does.
I'm not
doesn't
even,
it?
I'm not even a. I used to be a Catholic Mario now. I quit. I was trying to do this on the show, no one laughed at it. I stopped being religious the day I watched Conan the Barbarian. Right? Do you know that scene in Conan where Conan like fucking dresses up as all the, and he goes to the cult and he's all standing up and sitting down and kneeling and all that sort of shit? And I was watching that on a Sunday morning and went, Dad, is that a bit like mass? My dad just went, oh, thank fuck, take your coat off, we're not going. And I just never went back.
I love all the films you mentioned and there's a load of like fucking 18-year-olds in here going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
A few people haven't seen Conan about? The Barbarian, you get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Right?
That's Mickey's whole music collection, isn't it? Yeah. You get in your car, it's like, ding, 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 ding. 80s fucking
theme. If you can't
ride
a horse and swing a sword to it, I don't want to listen to it. Who gives a fuck? And then what I'm doing is I'm in the car, wind the window down, fucking take my sword out with my ring, right? And then slap myself on the arse and pretend I'm on a horse. It's a nightmare at fucking traffic lights. Can I get the sword back in? Sorry, officer.
This another one applies to us, right? Gravy wrestling champs meet in meaty liquids.
9 o'clock in Mickey's house in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Ding.
A gravy fight. You think that'll be cool? Do you ever get like too much sauce on your body of some sorts?
He did say 9 o'clock in his flat in Edinburgh, so yeah, it's probably about the right time for that.
I've never really got sauce on my body. I don't like eating naked. Yeah, like, I don't mind getting something on my top, but if you get something in chest hair, you can't eat that again. You know, like it falls, you go, ah, it's going to bin. Then you have to get up, I've got flat feet.
Tell you what I did once, right? I was living at home, we had a dog, and I had to get up early, feed the dog, I was the only one there, had a hangover. Came down, opened the tin of Pedigree Chum, and the lid went ping, and it flicked gravy onto my teeth. And it was on my teeth, and I didn't know what to do, and I just got, till I could get fucking kitchen roll or something. Cold gravy on your teeth.
I ate a handful of dog food one time at a party. It's a fucking story, right? I have two cousins that are just mad bastards, and they were like having a dog food eating competition, right? Two of them staring at each other, wouldn't blink, just talking, right? And I was like, you fucking two dicks. And then one of them, just because you don't have the balls to do it. And I was like, do I not? Right? I was like 15. I had 3 pints, thought it was a fucking Conan, right? And he set the can of dog food on. I just fucking reached in, grabbed a handful, and shoved it in my mouth. Tell you what, the meat is not bad, right? The jelly is fucking awful. I have never poked as hard. Like, do you know when you poke so hard, your dick ends up looking like your third ball?
Yeah.
You just, it was woeful.
You do
like
get,
when you
do get the cramp
goes,
in the gooch. Yeah.
That was fucking.
You do have to like throw your leg and something, try and stretch that gooch out.
No.
Once it tightens up with the vomit.
It's like when you're so rigid, you can actually do a handstand on the bin. Do you know what kind of thing? Where you just, do you poke so hard, your whole body just goes like a fucking shatterproof ruler? Like.
Just doing the fucking that flag thing where you hang off a lamppost.
Poke it hard to get down, somebody holds up a fucking card saying 9.
I love talking about vomit. One of the best vomits I ever did, right, was I had this shellfish shit.
Oh, fuck, I know this.
But you know when you go to like Sainsbury's late at night and all the stuff's cheap? I was like, oh, no, it looks good. This moldy seafood medley, right? Cooked it up, ate it with some creamy pasta shit. Lovely. On the way down, right? Ate that, and then my mate gave me like Dr. Pepper, and I was like, this is good. Think of these flavors. Creamy pasta, fishy clams. prawns.
Cherry.
You loved it. Cherry flavored Dr. Pepper. And then there was Haribo sitting there, so I'm popping the fucking the wee bears in.
What
and then,
sweet party was this?
It's just me at a kid's party. It was weird as fuck. Linguini. Posh. And then I was just like, I feel very warm. Went in the room, took my top off, big rash across my chest, and then fucking just hell. Fucking emptied. It was, but it was like LSD fucking vomit because it was like bears and fried eggs and a fish and a fucking a fucking seahorse.
I remember once.
Fucking brutal.
I've told you this loads of times. I remember once having a kebab. We had went and got fucking pissing at kebabs and woke up in the morning. Do you know whenever, like, if you have a kebab and you fart, it smells exactly like the kebab the other night before? So I was like, but you know when you wake up and you're like, I have to, I don't even have an option here. I am shitting. Like, if there's someone in there, it's fuck it, I'm shitting on the floor. Like, it's, it, and I ran in the bathroom. I was so panicked. Like, I pulled my pants down, farted, bent into the fart, boat, and then started shitting. It was just like, it sounded like somebody threw a fucking trombone in the bath. I was like,
we should have ended there. What do we call this podcast?
Trumpet
in a bath.
It's trumpet in a bath. Baker takes a shit.
Oh, I'm sweating. I laughed that hard there. Right, we've one story left, and we're gonna have to leave because I don't think anyone could talk about shit. I could, but.
Yeah.
I need a shit now, just talking about it. We've one story left here, and then we'll talk about this, and we'll get the fuck out of here, will we? You'll appreciate this, guys. Mexican man says 19-inch penis is destroying his life.
Just dump him.
This is what I...
That's a slow burner.
I'd be like, whose cock is it?
That's what I'm saying. Just, if it's his boyfriend,
it's his mates.
Dump him. Like... 19 inches in your butthole, that's if that's what they're doing, that's in there. Just, you know.
Here's the
deal. I love a 19-inch cock.
Here's the deal.
I read this.
Here's the deal. I didn't read the rest of the story. You did. What was the line you said to me?
Yeah, I didn't think about it beforehand. It was like, the majority of it is skin, though, right? But then, as is every penis.
Aye.
But apparently his actual dick's only like 4 or 5 inches. But the rest of that is just like empty skin at the end. And he was like, I thought having like a 15 or 19 inch dick, people want to have sex with me. And I was like, maybe if the full thing was like 19
dick?
Inches, yeah. But who, how's he going to like get all that in?
Aye. Would you have to put your cock on a ponytail to get the ride? Sitting there with a top knot. What about that, pet?
You could put other shit in it, like a load of pool balls and be like, ribbed.
Right, no, you could put a dildo down it like a plastic bullet gun. It's a dunk. Is that the guy? Did he get that surgery enhanced? I remember seeing one of them Channel 5 documentaries. This guy was like obsessed with having a giant dick, and he got his dick was so big. It was like fucking like 12 inches wide. Like, it was fucking massive.
Right.
And he couldn't use it. He couldn't even piss out of it. Like, he just, his urethra like collapsed and everything. And he's like, I'm totally going to get more surgery. I want a bigger dick. But it was that, but he just looked like he had a gunt.
A gun.
Do you know he had to wear tracksuit bottoms and stuff? He's just this big.
Just a full burrito stick.
God love him.
The guy with the biggest one in the world, when he gets a hard on, he faints.
No, I don't.
That might be a good time to quit, guys. What do you reckon? Yeah, fuck it.
A lot of support for that.
Yeah. We'll wrap it up there because dicks and shits. It's too much.
Art.
Cheers. Real quick, I'll interview you as the Spanish guy. Ready?
Which Spanish guy?
You be the Spanish guy, the Mexican guy with a huge dick.
Right, okay.
Pretend you went to the doctor's, right?
Right.
Fuck.
Right. Okay, door opens.
Bonjour.
You're lying about your...
I'm taking a class to learn to speak French, so I'm practicing in my everyday life. By the way, Doc, what do you think of this? I want to complain about my dick. It's mostly skin. I do not like this. I cannot bug nobody. I was in Filthies last week trying to bug all the plates. And they wouldn't let me bog them. Why can I bog them, please, doctor? every time I take a piece, it's like a water fight. It just fills up.
Mate, you may leave. This is a fucking dentist.
I will go then with my tail between my legs.
Right, guys, we're going to have to cut it off there. That's ridiculous. Cheers for coming out. Give it up for Ricky Chin. Give it up for Ray Bradshaw one more time. Woo! We'll see you next time. Cheers!